News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The government will be spending $641 million in its continued thrust to end the shift system in schools by providing additional classrooms over the next financial year. From the money allocated in the 2017-18 estimates of expenditure now before the House, $100 million will be spent to procure equipment for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics STEM academies. The ongoing $5 billion education transformation program being implemented by the National Education Trust is enabling the construction of new classrooms to end the overcrowding in the schools. Expansion projects will take place at 5 primary schools, 7 high schools, while work will be continued on another 5 high schools. The Southern Regional Health Authority, SRHA, will be getting its own pathology laboratory, expected to cost just over $37 million. It will be constructed on the property adjoining the Mandeville Regional Hospital. Chairman of the Board of Management of the SRHA, Wayne Chen, delivered a speech on behalf of Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton at the recent groundbreaking ceremony for the construction of the lab.
It's one of the examples of the public sector, private-public partnership. The reality is that we need almost twice the size of the current central Ministry of Health budget if we are to adequately fulfill the health and wellness needs of the public. The country is operating on a very tight fiscal program. The government cannot do it alone.
When completed, the facility will serve Manchester, Clarendon, and St. Elizabeth, eliminating the need for the region's lab tests to be processed at the Cornwall Regional Hospital in St. James. The project is being spearheaded by the Lions Club of Mandeville. The National Water Commission (NWC) has signed a memorandum of understanding with the HeartTrust NTA and Israeli-based company Maya for training at capacity building for its management and staff. The training is being executed under the Kingston and St. Andrew Non-Revenue Water Co-Management Project. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Horace Chang, says the project will reap numerous benefits for the NWC, as well as an improved water supply for corporate area customers.
The economic benefit to the NWC for this reduction is estimated to be about $250 million U.S. in 5 years, and could be as much as $15 billion in a 15-year period, $7 billion over 15 years. We'll improve supply efficiency and reliability to the 650,000 customers, inclusive residential, commercial, institutions, hotels, and all who use water.
And the government has introduced a platform which will allow persons without formal qualifications who have experience and vocational skills to access higher education. The National Qualification Framework of Jamaica, NQFJ, officially launched last Wednesday, is a new national policy for regulated qualifications in Jamaica's education and training system. Under the framework, the Jamaica Tertiary Education Commission, JTEC, will assist persons in transforming their secondary qualifications and training into credits, which can be used when seeking higher education. Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid says the NQFJ will impact the education and training sector by solidifying the framework through which persons can transform their skills training into accredited certification.
Where you are going to validate those workforce competencies, they themselves are going to be credits that can be utilized to access further education and training. So that is part of how beneficial this framework will be, providing persons with multiple types of qualification to advance themselves.
Minister Reid was speaking at the launch of the National Qualification Framework of Jamaica last Wednesday. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuie James-Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Reducing your light bill is much easier than you think. Here are a few tips. Iron once per week if possible. Avoid opening your fridge too often. Don't place your fridge near strong heat sources. And do not hang items on the back of your refrigerator. Save energy. Save money. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, the PCJ, your energy advisor.